No one spoke. Will found himself shifting his eyes back and forth from his mother to the fight that unfolded only feet from where they stood. Irene Gladman turned and squinted. She was looking for something, but Will had no idea what. Swoop fluttered on Will's shoulder, so he held his hand against her wing to calm her. She was worried about something. He wanted to tell her that everything would be okay, but he was certain his mother didn't want anyone to speak. Her message had gotten through. Even the Lynx were quiet. Pexel crawled back beneath the folds of Bet's backpack. Tenebrum rubbed his sharp claws together, and Hubrin, well, he looked bored. Will again checked on Credic. The Linkmasters had no idea that Will's group was practically right on top of them. They had stopped hitting Credic, but they still held him crumpled against the grass. Will took a few steps backward toward his grandfather. He didn't even know he had done it. The movement placed him just slightly away from the rest of the group. A sharp pattering sound began to grow. Tap, tap, tap. Irene shifted her head in a desperate attempt to find the source. Then a pocket opened right behind Will. He turned in shock. He couldn't help it. "Look out, Will!" his mother cried. He tried to move, but it was too late. Someone appeared from nothing and grabbed Will by the arm. Their footsteps matched the tapping sound. In a flash, Will and this person, whoever it was, went tumbling out of the void side. He landed with a thump on the grass, and everyone around sprung into motion. The large Linkmaster even let go of Credic. Will got to his feet and began to run. Then he saw another pocket slide open. It was wider than most. His friends were coming to get him. Hubrin came out first. That was enough to send everyone around back a few feet and into some sort of defense. Will took this moment to get a good look at the other Darkhand. It was a girl. She had long black hair, and a gecko stuck to her arm. The gecko shifted colors and began to fade away. As it did so, the girl also disappeared. Will didn't like that at all. Will turned to see where he was running, and saw that he was headed right toward a wiry man with a white monkey at his side. The monkey opened his arms wide, but before anything happened, it was hit, in a flash, by Tenebrum. The monkey fell backward, but landed upright. It howled in anger. All around, things had exploded. Pexel was out of Bet's bag. Swoop burst into her shadows, and Tenebrum was quickly gulping down a binder. All around, Linkmasters were running in for the fight. Everyone but the Rizzets. Hubrin twisted in a strange manner as Irene did her best to stay behind him. He was about to attack, and everyone knew it. Will had wondered what it was about him that made everyone so afraid, and he was certain he was about to see. The question is, what is Hubrin's passive ability? He can mind control enemies one at a time. He has a crushing jump. He can fling his own eye at opponents. Or he has paralyzing spit.